Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. British Prime Minister David Cameron reached a deal with all 27 fellow European Union leaders late Friday to keep Britain in the EU. Cameron said he will present the deal to his cabinet later today, the first step in what will be a long and tough campaign to convince British voters that the country should remain in the EU. The question will be put to a referendum in June, and so far voters appear evenly split. Uganda's main opposition leader, Kizza Besigye, was arrested for a second time in 2 days Friday, as election results showed him running a distant second in the presidential poll to incumbent Yoweri Museveni. Besigye's Forum for Democratic Change Party was trying to hold a news conference to talk about alleged election fraud by authorities when he was arrested. U.S. warplanes attacked an Islamic State training camp in western Libya Friday near the border with Tunisia, hitting their main target and killing dozens of terrorist recruits. Defense officials in Washington said the airstrike likely killed a senior figure in the Islamic State group. Peter Cook is a spokesperson at the U.S. military headquarters.
We took this action against Sabir in the training camp after determining that both he and the ISIL fighters at these facilities were planning external attacks on U.S. and other Western interests in the region.
U.S. have been watching the Islamic State facility for weeks. U.S. and Russia have launched talks on brokering a ceasefire in Syria after failing to make Friday's scheduled deadline for a pause in the fighting. Officials from the two countries sat down for talks in Geneva late Friday to try to find a way for a long-term end to hostilities that would help efforts to deliver aid to besieged areas. This is VOA News. A bomb attack in Turkey this week is escalating the conflict between the Turkish government and Kurdish separatists and further exposing tensions between Ankara and the United States. VOA Europe correspondent Luis Ramirez reporting.
The attack in the heart of Ankara inflamed Turkey's leaders, drawing a quick and angry promise of retaliation from President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who blamed Kurdish separatist groups and their Syrian backers. Southeastern Turkey since last year has become a battleground as Erdogan steps up a crackdown on Kurdish separatists. He has expanded that fight into Syria, with Turkish tanks at the border firing into Syrian territory where Kurdish forces operate. Erdogan's response threatens to further damage the already troubled relationship between Turkey and the United States. The two NATO allies both want Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad out and both want to destroy the Islamic State group. But their interests are opposed when it comes to the Kurds. While Turkey targets Kurdish fighters in Syria, the United States has armed them and continues to support them. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
U.S. Justice Department asking a judge to immediately order Apple to comply with a court order for the company unlock the iPhone used by one of the alleged jihadist gunmen in last year's San Bernardino attack. In the motion filed Friday, prosecutors offered a sharp response to a public statement by Apple's chief, Tim Cook, who said the software the FBI is seeking would effectively act as a so-called backdoor that could be used to weaken iPhone's security measures. Apple strengthened encryption of its phones in 2014 amid increased public concern about digital privacy. President Obama paid respects to High Court Justice Antonin Scalia as his body lies in repose at the Supreme Court building here in Washington. Hours after reports of Scalia's death last Saturday, Mr. Obama honored the longest-serving justice in brief remarks, saying Scalia influenced a generation of judges, lawyers, and students and profoundly shaped the legal landscape. Scalia was part of a 5-4 conservative majority on the Supreme Court. And his death has set the stage for a political showdown between President Obama, a Democrat, and the Republican-controlled U.S. Senate. Harper Lee, author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel To Kill a Mockingbird, one of the most significant works in the history of American literature, died Friday at the age of 89. The book tells the story of an idealistic white Southern lawyer who defends an African-American man unjustly accused of raping a white woman. The story is set in the Great Depression and is seen through the eyes of the lawyer's young daughter. It is much a story of growing up as it is a tale of racism and injustice. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, and I welcome you to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with two great trumpet masters, Dave Douglas and Stephen Bernstein. We'll catch up with them at the Jazz Connect Conference in New York. I certainly hope you've been enjoying our trip to the Jazz Connect Conference in New York for 2016, the yearly gathering of jazz musicians, professionals, and enthusiasts, the largest gathering of folks who love and make jazz from all over the world every year. This is our third installment of interviews and audio gleaned from the panels and discussions I had and one-on-one interviews as well with artists at Jazz Connect this year. Now, we're going to hear from Stephen Bernstein, the great trumpeter and band leader, composer, leader of the band Sex Mob, as well as Millennial Territory Orchestra, and he's also worked on various film projects, including the one we'll be talking about, the great Robert Altman jazz film Kansas City. That's coming up with Stephen Bernstein, and then later on, Dave Douglas will join us as well. Right now, though, let's begin by remembering one of the great voices of jazz who passed away on New Year's Eve, December 31st of 2015, just mere weeks ago, Natalie Cole. Here is her last recorded effort before her passing with Terry Lynn Carrington and the rest of the all-female Mosaic Project from the album Love and Soul, which came out late in 2015. Here's the song Come Sunday, featuring the voice of Natalie Cole, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Is neither round nor square. Music is but a drop in the ocean of life. In the eyes of eternity. Neither round nor square. In the eyes of eternity. The blessed love and soul. Beautiful, soulful love.
Thank you. see my people through.
We'll be right back. Yeah, Man, the name of that song. Joshua Redman on the saxophone, part of the band put together to create the soundtrack of the Robert Altman film Kansas City. Hope you enjoyed that as they recreated in that film one of the greatest of jazz history, that Kansas City scene, which of course included Charlie Parker. That's his hometown. I attended the 2016 Jazz Connect Conference, the yearly gathering in New York City of jazz musicians, professionals, and enthusiasts. I attended and participated in various events and panels and spoke to artists on the spot. Here's some of that audio right now, including the thoughts of a man who was all over the scene during Jazz Connect, the great master of the slide trumpet, composer, band leader, the award-winning Stephen Bernstein. First, we'll hear his comments on the Jazz on Film panel as he speaks about being associate music producer on the Robert Altman film Kansas City. We'll follow that with a quick interview I had with him on the fly, as I mentioned his statement about 20 years of the band Sex Mob.
With Kansas City, it was very interesting because the original person they had hired to put together the band had put together a very typical band, and I think Robert Altman wanted something a little more exciting, so we were able to go and actually get real working jazz musicians from different parts of the community. So we had people like, Nicholas Payton and Josh Redman, and then we had Victor Lewis and Ron Carter, and then we had Olu Dara and David Murray. And what that did was created a good amount of tension, because a lot of these people didn't really know each other's playing and didn't necessarily trust each other. And everyone had to really play at their highest level. So we actually got real music of people actually listening to each other. And I would just like to say that for a long time, jazz represented freedom. In America, the post-war years where people had been dancing to jazz when it was still popular music. And so usually when you saw jazz on the screen, that's what it was representing to people. Now, and this is why there's a whole generation of people who really grew up, they're in power now, young people, who don't know much about jazz. Now, this started 20 years ago. They might know a lot about some good music. They might know about Bjork and Kanye and all this whatever people want to like that they feel is, and there is a lot of good music out there, but they don't necessarily know much about jazz. So there's less and less people in those positions as young people come in that even have a relationship with the music. And I think that is something we need to try to figure out how to get those people to realize that actually this music is exciting and real and has something to do with your life.
Stephen Bernstein, 20 years of Sex Mob? Yeah, are you kidding me?
20 years, baby, same band.
How can that be even possible at this point in history? To have anything for 20 years?
Because love, baby. Love will keep us together. Isn't that the name of the song?
That is definitely the name of the
love
song.
Love will keep us together. That's it.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
And 20 years is an unbelievable thing. I'm still shocked by just the whole thought of that.
Same
two decades.
Guys. Same four guys, baby.
Well, great to see you here, and hope everything else is going well in your life. And,
and
now let's enjoy a taste of the music of that band that's been together for 20 years now, Sex Mob. And here's another example of Stephen Bernstein and Sex Mob making music in a jazz world that corresponds to the film world. From their album, Sex Mob Does Bond, here's You Only Live Twice on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Hello, this is Jean-Luc Ponty, and you are listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
The great French-born violinist Jean-Luc Ponty, who for years has been spending some of his time in his hometown of Paris and some of his time in his adopted home of Los Angeles. That is, from his jazz fusion-era classic album Enigmatic Ocean, the song Trans Love Express. Hope you enjoyed going back to the 1970s for that one here on Jazz America. I've got one more conversation to share with you from the Jazz Connect Conference of 2016, this one featuring trumpeter Dave Douglas. That's coming up. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazz. America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently. It reads as follows. Hi there. My name is John Katana, and I am a regular listener of the Jazz America Show, tuning in from Nairobi in Kenya. Kindly send me the history of jazz documents. Sincerely, John Katana. Well, John, thank you so much for listening to Jazz America. Spread the word of the joys of jazz, if you will, there in Nairobi. And I would be happy to forward to him and to you the history of jazz. I put together a very brief one-page document that charts the beginning of jazz a little over 100 years ago and the century of evolution that jazz has gone through. Now, it's a very brief document, and it will give you just some thoughts, a frame of reference, if you will, as to some of the high points and the changes in jazz and some of the finest players. And I dare say that when the history of jazz piano players is written, right near the top, if not at the very top, will be the incredible talent that is Art Tatum. Now, quite often Art Tatum would play solo piano because he just didn't need anybody to play with him. He sounded like an orchestra all by himself. But I want to play for you a trio that includes Everett Barksdale on guitar and Slam Stewart on the bass, with, of course, Art Tatum on piano, doing the Jerome Kern Otto Harbach song, Indiana, recorded in 1952 on VOA's Jazz America.
with every moment, a quiet torment, hard to be silent, mile after mile, exhilarating, anticipating, investigating. I can't contain it and won't restrain it, won't try to tame it, won't take a denial. Baby, won't you drive my car? Together we can ride beyond the stars, follow all the signs and then together we can travel far. So baby, won't you drive my car? I'm saying, baby, won't you drive my car? Baby, won't you drive my car? Together we can ride beyond the stars. In my elation, with a sensation, no relaxation, mile after mile, when I envision the smooth transition through your transmission, I get a smile about to hold on. Time to pull over onto the shoulder. Won't take a denial. Baby, won't you drive my car? Together we can ride beyond the stars. Follow all the signs and then together we can travel far. So baby, won't you drive my car? I'm saying, baby, you can drive my car. Oh, follow all the signs and then together we can ride beyond the stars.
That's a great pianist, composer, and vocalist from Brazil, Sao Paulo, her hometown, who's been making New York City her home since the early 1980s when she came to New York, could hardly speak a word of English, but made her way in the music world, marrying Randy Brecker, becoming a member of Steps Ahead and other bands, and launching an incredible solo career that has led to many awards, including her nomination in the Latin Jazz category for Best Latin Jazz Album for the Grammy Awards this year, the song Driving Ambition from her album Made in Brazil, which, by the way, was made in Brazil. She returned to her home country to work with some of Brazil's finest musicians on this latest work. Iliana Elias, hope you enjoyed her wonderful piano playing on electric piano and her voice. Now let's return one last time to the Jazz Connect Conference in New York City this past January, and hear some thoughts from the great trumpeter Dave Douglas. Dave spoke to the entire conference, and much of what he had to say was directed to the young musicians in the crowd. He talked about some of his challenges in the early part of his career.
When I was at Berklee College of Music, I had some major problems, challenges on the trumpet itself as an instrumentalist. I feel like I had really interesting musical ideas, and I just wasn't able to execute them. My technique was, what's the word? Sad. So I had a teacher there who, after a whole year of lessons, told me that I should just quit and do something else. That was pretty rough. I had a lot invested. So I didn't quit the trumpet. I did transfer out of his studio. In retrospect, I do wish that that teacher had been accepting my challenges, appreciating my workaround, and conspiring to figure out a way forward by encouraging my creativity. So I'm still figuring out the whole trumpet thing, but I did, a few years later, end up touring with Horace Silver. And a lot of the things that Horace said really did stick with me. And one of them was when he said, "You young cats got the wrong message from Coltrane." I said, "Go on." He was talking about creativity. He was talking about us young cats trying to fit as many notes as we could over each chord and playing as complex as we could all the time. And what Horace valued was how you get from one chord, one note, to the next. Voice leading. He wanted the lines to be smooth and sleek and smart. He wanted the emotional content to come through in the creativity with which we constructed the lines. He wanted us to sound hip. Hipness, along with funk, were the ultimate goals for Horace Silver. So that's why when I listen to emerging players today, and when I listen to colleagues and great pioneering masters, I'm always careful to valorize the creative innovations in the music. When I don't understand the music, I'm even more careful. So I'll just close with this. Jazz is a great progressive tradition. It's why we celebrate the legacy of Louis Armstrong, Bix Beiderbecke, Lester Young, Mary Lou Williams, Roy Eldridge, Billie Holiday, Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Clifford Brown, Lee Morgan, Gil Evans, Bill Evans, John Coltrane, Booker Little, Eric Dolphy, Mal Waldron, Joe Henderson, Woody Shaw, Carla Bley, Lester Bowie, Paul Bley, Wadada Leo Smith, so many, many others. I think we can only aspire to be as open and creative as all those great artists. That's why we're here. Thank you.
Well, you just heard Dave Douglas give us a list of some of the players in jazz history who've impressed him the most as being adventurous in spirit. Well, it's appropriate we give you a song titled Famous Players from his album Keystone. Dave Douglas on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back.
Dr. Billy Taylor, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Billy Taylor, the late great pianist, composer, band leader, award winner, and educator, recorded live at the International Association for Jazz Education Conference in New York City in 2001 with the song Totoro. Before there was the Jazz Connect Conference, there was IAJE. This is Russ Davis. I hope you'll join me on the next edition of Jazz America. We'll celebrate the award winners and nominees for the 58th Grammy Awards, as awarded by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. We'll hear lots of the winning and nominated music and hear from three of the multi-nominees, Maria Schneider, John Scofield, and Arturo O'Farrell, on the next Jazz America.